You're listening to Simon Scriver's Amazingly Ultimate Fundraising Superstar Podcast, talking all things fundraising, charities, nonprofits, and more. Here's your host, as always, Simon Scriver.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you? This is Simon here, and it is just me today. So usually we have one or two lovely guests chatting about all things fundraising and nonprofit. And we're going to carry on doing that every week. We're going to have episodes chatting to great people. But as well, every week we're going to have new episodes like this. These are tips. These are quick wins, quick tips for better fundraising. And each week, what we're going to do is go through a different aspect of fundraising, set you a different challenge, give you some real practical step-by-step guide on how to do one aspect of your fundraising better. And so today, what we're going to talk about is we're going to rewrite your thank you letter. We're going to talk about the things that make a great thank you letter. We're going to try and keep this very, very short. All these episodes are going to be short, so you can just quickly take some time out of your day to make your fundraising better. And so what I want you to do is go and get your standard thank you letter, print it off, or go get a copy if you've already got one, and we're going to go through and review it. Go get it now. I'll wait. We'll play some music. Okay, welcome back. So you have your thank you letter, you're looking at it. And so we're going to go through a few things, a few quick checks on it, and just make sure it's doing, I suppose, as well as it can do. So the first thing I'm going to get you to do is consider removing the first paragraph. Have a read of the first paragraph there and tell me, is it really boring? Is it your standard thank you? Is it maybe about your organization? Is it a little bit stiff? What we have a tendency of doing sometimes is making our first paragraph really boring because we don't know where to start. Sometimes if you just throw out that first paragraph, you're going to see your second paragraph actually starts to get into the meat of it. It has a much catchier opening. It has a bit more about the cause, a bit more about the beneficiaries. It gets into what the gift is actually going to do. And quite naturally, sometimes our second paragraph is better than our first. So just have a look at that and see, is your first paragraph a bit stiff, because we want it to open well. We don't want that just standard, typical, thank you so much for your gift. We want something that's going to make people start reading and keep reading. So let's have a look at that first paragraph and that first line. Secondly, what I'm going to get you to do is what we call the U test. This is something you may have heard someone like Tom Ahern, one of the world's greatest direct mailers, talk about this, the U test. What you do is you go through your letter and circle it with a red pen. Circle every occurrence of the word you, the word your, of the donor's name. And what you should see, Tom says your page should look like it has the measles. We should see a whole bunch of words circled, because a good thank you letter and a good any letter to our donor is going to be all about them. It's going to talk about the beneficiary, yes, but it's going to be all about them and nothing about us, the organization, or us, the fundraiser. So make sure you've got a plethora of yous and yours and the donor's names in there. And if you're seeing paragraphs where there's really nothing circled or very little circled, it means we need to rewrite that paragraph, because what we've done is we've become just a little bit self-absorbed and started talking about our organization a bit much. So let's get as many yous and yours in there as possible. Bloomerang, the amazing donor database software, they do a little test on your writing built into it, and they count how many U's you have. And they talk about that you should have twice as many U's as we's. So it should be all about the U's as much as possible. Thirdly, check your who your letter is from. It should be very personal. It shouldn't be from the fundraising team. It shouldn't be from a group. It should be from one person. And there should be an element to make it feel like it's written from one person to another. So have you got a handwritten note on your thank you letters? Have you got the signature? Is there something that makes it look like it's written by a human? If it looks like it's just come out of mail mode, just come out of a bunch of printing, then that's no good. We need to add an element of it. You know, like the ultimate thank you could be just like a greeting card, which is completely handwritten. Now, that's something people are going to read. That's something people are going to notice. You might not have time to do a handwritten greeting card to all your donors, or maybe you do. But if you don't, we want to bring some of that element into your thank you letter. There should be something personal. There should be something human about it. So just check your letter and make sure it is there. Sometimes we have a tendency in our writing to take the humanness out of our thank you letters and all of our writing. So a good way to try and combat this is read your letter out loud. You can go ahead and do that now if you want. We can take a little break. Read your letter out loud and just see if it flows off the tongue. Does it sound like you speaking? When we sit in front of a computer and start to write, we have a tendency to start using words we wouldn't use in conversation, start trying to sound cleverer than maybe we are. But it needs to flow. The person who's going to be reading this is going to be reading your voice in their head. And so it needs to flow like a human being speaking. I'll put a link in the podcast description there for Hemingway app, which is a great little online free tool where you can dump in the text of your thank you letter, and it's going to show you all the sentences and all the words that are just a bit too complicated, just a bit too clunky, and make it harder for the donor to read it. So let's try and update it and make sure it's readable. The other ways we can make it readable is by using a readable font. So you should have a serif font. It should be pretty big. It should be at least 14 point. You know, we don't want people to be straining to read this. Space it out a bit, have a bit of white space around. You don't want to just try and cram it all in. Sometimes we have a tendency to cram stuff in if we're trying to fit it onto one page because we don't want to spill it over. But no, there's nothing wrong with spilling onto two pages or even three pages in your thank you letter. The important thing is that it's spaced out, not too clunky, not too crammed, because we want people to be able to read it. When we're thinking about this idea of having from one human to another, think about if you are inviting contact. There should be a personal email address, like an individual's email address. There should be a phone number. And we should be inviting people to contact us if they have any questions or comments. We might even ask them a specific question. So make sure somewhere in your thank you letter, there is an invitation there to contact you, to pop into the office. Make sure you're there and open and welcoming, because this thank you letter is the start of a lifelong, beautiful relationship, and that starts with the conversation, all right? Now, think about what else we're saying in the thank you letter. Are we showing the impact of the gift? Are we showing where that gift is going to go? We want to show the other side of the cause, and we want to make the donor feel like they're connected to the work that they've given to. Remember, they didn't donate to your organization. They donated to the work you do. So we want to almost make your organization invisible in this thank you letter. That's why we don't talk too much about ourselves. But think about ways that you can really connect them to the cause and to the work. And ways we might do that are through photographs. Are there photographs in your thank you letter of the work? Have you got testimonials from beneficiaries or even staff? Have you got quotes from beneficiaries about how their life has been impacted and how their gift makes a difference? You know, ideally, in a perfect world, this thank you letter would be coming from a beneficiary. It would be connecting them as closely as possible to the donor. But that's not always possible. And so you need to find ways to gather these testimonials, gather these quotes, and put them into your thank you letter so that the donor feels like the money has gone to where they want it to go. They feel like it's actually made a difference. Yeah. Now, obviously, throughout this thank you letter, we're going to have lots and lots of thanks. We're going to be gushing. You can't thank someone too much. So just have a read of that thank you. And does it sound genuine? Does it gush with gratefulness? Does it seem like a really lovely thing that people want to receive? You know, just have a really objective read through it again and make sure it's getting across just really how grateful you are. You know, if you're writing hundreds of these, it can be hard to maintain that gratefulness. And that's another reason why it can be great to get these testimonials and these quotes from beneficiaries, because their gratitude really, it never dries up. And they can put the words in that maybe you can't think of all the time. All right. So that's my quick tips. That's my quick wins for the thank you letters. Have a read of them. Obviously, there's more we could be doing in this, but I want to keep these little chunks of podcasts short. So we'll get into other aspects of it in the next week, and other aspects of fundraising we're going to delve into each week with these. And I'm going to give you these practical tips of ways you can make quick changes that are really going to help you do some better fundraising. If you've got any questions, if you've got any requests on areas you want to look at for these episodes, if you've got any comments, I love hearing from listeners. So please do get in touch with me, simon@changefundraising.com, or you can find me on Twitter at Toast Fundraiser. I'm on LinkedIn as well. So any way you want to get in touch, I'd love to hear from you. I'll give you a shout out in my podcast episode. And if there's specific things you need help with, then please do let me know, because I would love to help you. Thanks for tuning into this podcast again, although we don't really tune in anymore, do we? We download. But lovely to have you, and we'll talk to you again soon. And by we, I mean me.
Scriver's Amazingly Ultimate Fundraising Superstar Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and head over to changefundraising.com to learn more or get in touch with Simon. Or don't, whatever, you're big enough to make your own decisions.
Hello, this is Morgan Freeman. For discounts on Simon's best-selling online fundraising courses, go to www.changefundraising.com/training and use coupon code podcast. Complete them in your own time, wherever you want. Get busy living or get busy buying.